This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Okay. So, what's going on right now in Boston, what happened in Boston yesterday? People need to take notice of what happened in Boston yesterday because there's a lot to be learned from it. Tom Homan, Trump's deportation czar, did a series of interviews a couple of months ago talking about Boston and talking about Massachusetts and how they have released at least 9 illegal immigrant child rapists back on the street, all of whom had ICE detainers. In other words, the federal government says, we want to pick them up. They're illegal immigrants. They're legally in the country. We can hold them. So if they bond out, if they meet the judge's bond as they await trial on these various rape charges, sexual abuse charges, we'll hold them. So they can't hurt another child, right? Makes perfect sense. We don't want illegal immigrants to be hurting children. We can stop it. The Democrats said, no. No, we're sanctuary cities. We love illegal immigrants. We're totally cool with child rape. And because that's what you're saying. And they let him go. So ICE could have gone to the jail, picked him up, kept the community safe. The Democrats said, no, we want illegals, all illegals, including those who rape women and children on the streets. And Lee, people need to understand why the Democrats are doing this, okay? Why would you do this? Why? Because they are radicals who believe there is no difference between a U.S. citizen and an illegal immigrant. If a U.S. citizen was accused of raping a child and bonded out, why, they'd go. They'd be able to wander the streets. So an illegal should too. Why? They want to erase any distinction whatsoever between an American citizen whose family's been here for generations and Jorge, who's wanted for rape in his own country, fled here, raped another kid, and he just made his very low, because in Massachusetts, the bonds are very low, $7,500 bond. How do you make that? You post $750. There is no distinction. They are trying to tear down that wall. And so they will let out a child rapist. In this case, 9 of them, rapists and child rapists, to make that point. That is how radical they are. That is how crazy they are. Full on whack job. Okay, if that's how you want to operate as Democrats, cool. Stand by. Stand up for it. Stand up for it. Michelle Wu, who is the mayor of Boston, gets called before Congress a little while ago. And she's asked by Nancy Mace, who says that she is a rape victim. She said, you know, is it okay for these rapists, these illegal immigrant rapists, to rape women? Here is Michelle Wu's answer under oath before Congress, Lee.
When an illegal alien rapes a woman, do you believe you're on the right side of history? Mayor Wu, yes or no?
No, rapist, obviously horrible.
Then why are you letting rapists back out onto the streets of Boston?
That is not true. That is not what's happening in Boston.
Not what's happening in Boston. She denied it under oath, said, no, we hold those. We hold them. No, we wouldn't let them go. Well, which is it? Do you hold them or do you not? When it comes right down to it, Lee, they don't want their Democrat constituents to know what they do. And what is it that they do? This is hilarious. CBS News, Lee, local CBS News, they published the article nationally, but they were doing local reporting out of their affiliate, took on the question. Are the Democrats in Boston and in Massachusetts releasing illegal immigrant sex offenders, child rapists, people who've raped adults? And guess what they found? They are. WBZ-TV looked into Homan's claim that Massachusetts releases immigrants charged with violent crimes back into the community. Records show that two accused child rapists were released after posting a $7,500 bail. Another man charged with assault to rape a child was released on personal reconnaissance. He didn't even have to put money up. Two others charged with child rape had bail set at $500. These are illegal immigrants, okay? ICE had to hunt them. So, what are the Democrats doing? They are trying to erase any distinction between us and their future voters. Why? So that they can vote. If there's no distinction between Americans and illegal immigrants, then they can vote, right? That's where they're going, and they are willing to release the most violent, vile criminals on earth to try to get there. But they don't want their sheeple to know what monsters they are. That is where they are. That is where they are. So Tom Homan took a victory lap, and he should. Because CBS, mainstream media, actually confirmed what he's been saying.
Well, CBS, Tom, looked into ICE Boston's claims that these illegal aliens charged with child rape are being released into the city, and they found out that it's true. Okay, so in recent months, Guatemalans charged with aggravated child rape and a Honduran charged with assault and rape were all released. And the ICE detainer ignored.
Again, a majority of these 370 arrests were public safety threats. And in one of the cases I looked at, it was a child rapist, raped a little girl. They released him. It took us 2 years to find him. How many little kids did he attack in those 2 years? So look, President Trump is serious about this. We're going to arrest public safety threats. That's what we're prioritizing. And in sanctuary cities, we'll double down. If we have to, we'll send double the manpower. They're not going to stop us. We're going to do what the American people want and make their neighborhoods safer from illegal aliens that commit crimes against citizens, especially child rapists.
So it's just fascinating. They are just very committed to sanctuary city status, but also committed to making sure their Democrat base doesn't really understand what that entails.
Well, and I think that's because much of that Democratic voting base has the same opinion I do. I don't even understand why we're even discussing this.
I don't either.
I mean, seriously, if you have broken the law to get into this country, if you've entered this country illegally and you are arrested for anything, why are you still here? Why are you still here? Try that in any other country. I don't care if it's in Europe, if it's in Asia, if it's in Africa, Australia. Try that in another country. Try entering illegally into another country, then committing another crime after they already know that you're here illegally, and then committing another crime. What do you think is going to happen? You're not going to be let out on bond.
Oh, no. No, forget that. But this is what they want to do. But you can tell, I mean, we've seen polls on this, poll after poll that we've run down here, and I'm not going to repeat them all right now, where either majorities or pluralities of Democrats, in other words, plurality is the largest percentage, maybe not a majority, but the largest percentage, it'll come in 47, 48, 49, want these people removed. It is only the radical, radical Democrat leadership that does not want them removed. And quite frankly, they see every one of them as either a voter, future voter, or somebody who will bring them their voters. They look at it like that. It is a zero-sum game for them. That's how they think. And even crazier, as Homan descended upon Boston, he said, we're going to bring hell to Boston. We're going to bring hell to Massachusetts. The governor of Massachusetts was busily lying to her constituents. Okay. Here's the statement she put out. Massachusetts is not a sanctuary state, and Massachusetts law enforcement regularly partners with federal agencies and federal law enforcement to keep people safe. Lie. Lie. So this shows you again, they have to hide who they are from their own constituents in the blue state of Massachusetts. And they're playing this game of, oh, misinformation. So anything makes us look bad is misinformation. Us, no. We'd never let 9 child rapists out. No. And they did. They did it. Oh, and Lee, that doesn't even count. CBS News kept going. That doesn't even count the murderers they released. These are people awaiting trial for homicide, awaiting trial for manslaughter, or they ran from murder charges in their own country. And Democrats are like, oh, welcome to America. One vote Democrat. It's about power. It is about anything to get these people in the voting booth. It does not matter the body count of Americans they leave behind them. That is who the Democrat Party is. And let me tell you something, you toxic trolls, you listen to this show, they don't lie to us. We know they're lying. They're lying to you. They, the biggest chumps to them in this country, you. Not me, not us. We get real news. We know who they are. You don't. And they're getting you people to do their dirty work, burning down Tesla dealerships so that because their family can't have the money from the NGOs. You're chumps. You're fools. They laugh at you behind closed doors. Guaranteed.